Good morning, and welcome to the Healing Womb. I'm pleased to be with all of you once again, as we support each other with loving kindness and compassion around the world, here in the Healing Womb, our meditation healing circle. Who are we? We are Abby, Anita, Anne, Anne-Marie, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Colleen, Ernestine, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen, and Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. Welcome to anyone joining our call whose name I've not invoked, and everyone who will be listening to the podcast later. Observing my dog, Ellie, resting beside me on my bed as I was preparing for our practice, I considered the simple things that settle her into a state of contentment. 4 toys, that's all she has. 4 humans who love her unconditionally. 2 cats, one adores her, the other accepts her presence. Food in her dish. She doesn't complain when it's empty, instead she asks for what she needs by pawing her bowl. Occasional treats from the table increase her pleasure. A fenced yard keeps her safe from predators in the woods and cars on our road, as she runs in wide, wild, joyful circles. She has a bed of her own, but her preference is to snuggle with us on ours. We give her soft belly rubs, and when we hold her face gently between our palms, looking deep into her brown eyes, we tell her, "You are such a good, sweet dog." And perhaps her sweetness, her goodness, is the essence of her contentment, not all the external factors. I wonder. I doubt the average dog living with a family with all its basic needs provided for has to cultivate contentment. I wonder about us humans. Is contentment something we must cultivate? Or is it more a matter of noticing, appreciating what is, tuning in to the beauty inherent in the most ordinary facets of our lives? Sometimes, a beam of sunlight illuminating the honey of our hardwood floor, a smile from a stranger, the music of raindrops dancing on the roof, a refreshing breath of air cooled by autumn temperatures can soothe me into a lovely state of peace, of contentment. Observing any one of these common phenomena has the potential to fill me or you with contentment in the present moment. Of course, a dish of food, a comfortable bed, people in our lives who love us no matter what, these add to our sense of happiness. And we know not everyone has enough to eat, a cozy bed, or is surrounded by beloveds. My dog has a very good life, and so do I. Even so, contentment is still felt by people in places many of us would not dare visit because of perceived or real danger, because the squalor, the sadness of material poverty, frightens us. Yet in such places, sunlight can and does illuminate patches of floor. Raindrops dance, making music on roofs. Evening air may be warm or cool, but the first morning breath can refresh anyone's soul. Have you seen the documentary Happy? If not, I highly recommend it. The film highlights contentment, happiness in unexpected situations and environments. Yes, there is suffering, terrible suffering in this world. My intention is not to deny, ignore, or gloss over the reality of your suffering or anyone else's. Life can be and often is difficult, painful, disappointing. more so for some than others. This is true. And it is also true that anyone can pause, pay attention, recognize the simple, ordinary blessings that are near. Each of us has the ability to open our hearts, if only briefly, settling softly for a single moment, just a breath, into contentment, or at least bring awareness to the possibility of ease, contentment. One could say choosing to pause is a form of cultivation. Perhaps it is something we must intentionally make an effort to do, because it's all too easy to forget this other reality, this other possibility, when anxiety, pain, sorrow, and very real difficulties haunt our days. Then again, maybe the essence of contentment is as simple as the goodness, the sweetness, the inherent beauty within all of us. I suspect, and you may as well, that contentment is not what embellishes our lives, though having our basic needs met certainly helps to sustain our well-being. Contentment, as you have no doubt heard before, does not come from outside of us, but inside. While we don't feel it, recognize it in every moment, it is here, continuously present, as constant as the rhythmic beating beneath our breasts. Would we recognize happiness, contentment, without the struggles to compare it to? Perhaps we would. Perhaps not. I don't know the answer. Maybe for now, it's best to be with unanswered questions, noticing if contentment arises as our minds wander in wonder, returning again and again to silence as we meditate together. Find a comfortable way to sit or recline. Extend your spine nice and long. Close your eyes or soften your gaze. Observe emotions, sensations, thoughts, desires, dissatisfaction, whatever comes to the surface of your consciousness, breath by breath. When you realize you have wandered in wonder somewhere into your imagined future or remembered past, if you notice that you feel worried or sleepy, angry or bored, maybe even deeply content, allow that moment of noticing to bring you back to the present, to your breath, wherever you feel it flowing through your body. Allow questions to hover or sink, the awareness of contentment, the possibility of contentment to enter and exit, along with whatever else passes through your perception, as together we dwell in silence until the end of our practice. May you be blessed with an awareness of those precious moments of contentment as they come and go. May the essence of your inner sweetness, your goodness, be your guide. We'll meet here again in the healing womb on Friday, November 16th. We're skipping a week because I'll be away on a meditation teacher training, and when I return, I will bring with me the fruits of what I learn to all of you. I'm Laura Hegfield. The Healing Womb is a meditation telecircle offering from my heart to yours. While the meditation podcasts are given freely, your support through donations for the love, effort, and many hours of time I pour into preparing each meditation, recording, and then editing these podcasts is always welcome and greatly appreciated. To learn more about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and lev-lev soul collage, please visit my website, www.shinethedivine.com.